Yehon Daf Chav Gimel.
Last Gemara, also last Gemara. The Shalom the Gemara, what the Gemara said, Kol Talmud Chacham, Shein Enoikim V'Noite, Kenocha Shein HaTalmud Chacham. A Talmud Chacham doesn't take Nekama, doesn't take revenge, like a snake, is not called a Talmud Chacham. For the Gemara, I will see, the Pasuk says, Leisikim Leisiter, there's a lot of HaTor, the Torah says, you don't want to take Nekama. So how could you tell me that a Talmud Chacham is supposed to take Nekama? And the Gemara, who be Mama who dechiv? That one the Torah said is a lav not to take nekama. That's talking about by inyoni mumnis. By mumnis is a lav of nekama. Like what does it mean? The Tanya we learned like this: Eizel hi nekima. What's called taking revenge? What's called nekama? Eizelu hi nekira. What's called taking of having bearing a grudge upon somebody? Nekima means om aloy hashleinu maglecha. I come and tell you, lend me your fork, lend maglecha, lend me your shovel, lend me. Om aloy, he answers back lav. No, I'm not going to lend it to you. L'mocha tomorrow, amaloi, hu hashileni, kardumecha. Tomorrow, the one that said no, now he comes and asks the other person, lend me today, let me have your hammer. Amaloi, he answers back, eini mashilcha. No, I'm not going to lend it to you. Kidera shaloi hishatoni. The same way you didn't lend me yesterday when I asked you, I'm not going to lend you back today that you're asking me. Zuhi nekama. That's called taking nekama. That's called taking revenge. There's a lot of hatari, not allowed to do that. And since it's only a question about mumnis, that he didn't give his money to you, that's the only thing he did wrong, he didn't give you his money, so by hilchas mumnis, then type as lav haTorah. The Torah says a lav, you're not allowed to take nekama. V'yezel hi netira, what's called bearing a grudge upon somebody? Omalei hashileni kardumecha, I go to you today and say, lend me your hammer. Omalei, he answers back, loy, no, I'm not going to lend it to you. Lomocha tomorrow, the other one that said no, Omalai hashleni chalukcha. I come back to the first one and says, do me a favor today and let me use your coat. Let me use your coat today. Omalai, he answers back, Heilach, true, I'll give you my coat today. Eini kamoischa, but you know, I'm not like you. Shalai hishaltoni, that you didn't lend me yesterday, I say, I'm not like you. Zuhi netira, that's called bearing a grudge upon somebody, that you're not supposed to do that either. Hey, today you're supposed to lend it to him, and don't bear a grudge. Don't say, Yishno, I'm lending it to you, but Yishno, I'm not like you. You didn't lend me yesterday, you were mean today to me, but I'm not going to be mean to you. That's called netira, still called you're bearing a grudge, that you're not supposed to do. But this is only by mumness. By mum and the question of lending money, not lending your money, you're not supposed to do these things. Mashenk and Abu Gemara is saying a Talmud Chacham is supposed to be naked the night there. That's not going on mumnis. That's going on if somebody insults you. If somebody gave you tzar de gufam, insulted you, then you're allowed to take nekama back to him. For the Gemara, is that true? But tzar de gufa light, you want to tell me if somebody gives you tzar, somebody like insults you, gives you tzar, harms your guf, that then you are allowed to take nekama. For a Tanya, we learned like this. Ha ne'alovim v'yena ovim. That people that keep quiet, even though they heard bad things, people said bad things about them, they hurt them, still they keep quiet. Shoymim cherposim v'yena meshivim. They hear the way other people embarrass them, and they don't answer them back. In other words, they're like, Meichel HaKvoidoi. Is oisim me'ava, people like this, like Siddur, or else also people that do mitzvahs me'ava, because the love of Hashem, osmechim b'yisurim, and they're also happy when they get yisurim, they don't complain to Hashem, like, why did he give me the yisurim, the punishment, the pain, but rather they take it, the simcha. Is alayim akosavayim, and these type of people, the Pasuk says, v'yoyhavov, these are the people that Hashem really loves, k'seis Hashemesh b'gvurosim. It's like the same time when the Shemesh, the sun, comes out, b'gvurosim added strength. So we see what? That there's a tremendous inyan, like, to be hanelovim v'yeno olvim, that if somebody said things bad to you and embarrassed you, like not to answer back. So you see there's an inyan not to take nekama. So we just got finished saying what? That you are supposed to take nekama, tzar with the gufa. It's only by hilchas money. By mammon we say, there's an inyan, no, don't take nekama, don't take netira. Mashenka, when it's not an inyan of money, stand the person embarrassed you or gave you tzar de guf, then you are allowed to. Here we see, no, even by tzar de guf, also you're not supposed to answer back. That's the zachek, it's heis hashemesh b'viroslein. It's a tremendous thing not to answer back. So the more answer is, li'olam d'nokat le'belidei. The pshat is true, you're not allowed to do a ma'isi, you can't do an action back to him. You can't, like, take revenge by doing something back to him. But in your lev, in your heart, you're supposed to have revenge. So Rashi learns, and Amiri also says like this, Bliba means, like, if somebody says something bad to you, you're supposed to, in your heart, know he did something bad to you, and I have it out for you. Even though me, myself, I'm not going to do anything back to you, but I'm going to wait and wait till something's going to happen back to you. Like, I know, like, Hashem does mishpat, since you embarrassed me, Mistama, something's going to happen back to you. So in my life, in my heart, I have like revenge, and I'm waiting to see that something should happen back to you. Not that I'm going to do it. To do it, you're not supposed to. But Beliba, you're allowed to take it. Nagrashi says, the Nokat Beliba, the Imbo Achar Linkam Nikmosai, if somebody else comes and takes revenge for you, the Kiyim HaMishpat Yishtay, be quiet, but like you're waiting for that to happen. This you're allowed to. Fred Gemara, is this true? Ivo Amar Rova, Kol HaMavara Midoisov, Marvirim Loyakol Pshov. If somebody overlooks things that people do bad to him, he's a mavra midosav. Even though somebody did something bad to you, you overlook it. Is like midah keneged midah, Hashem overlooks everything bad you do. That's called mavirim layakol pshov. HaKadosh Baruch Hu overlooks all the bad you did. So you see, it's a good thing to overlook. And even in your heart, you should not take revenge upon somebody else. So Gemara gives a teretz, the mafayis selei mafayis. If the person asks you for mechila, comes and begs you, like Rashi says, Levakish mechila, comes to ask you pardon, then you're supposed to pardon him, and then you're supposed to have even believe, but that's called mavra midosav. You're supposed to be meichel him. But master, if the person does not come to ask mechila by you, then believe, but you're allowed to have this nekamer upon you. The person did something bad to you, believe, but you're allowed to feel revenge, like you're waiting till something should happen back to that person. But the beginning of the Gemara was that a Talmud Chacham, he's supposed to be Shein and Noikim Venoite Kenochish. Ain't a Talmud Chacham. A Talmud Chacham is Mashma, Beliboy, he's always supposed to have revenge, feel bad. Like if somebody spoke bad about a Talmud Chacham, so he's Mavazah the Torah, I've covered that Torah, that's the beginning of the Gemara. That you're supposed to be a Noikim Venoite, in your heart, you're not supposed to be Moichel. Like that person was Mavazah the Torah, you have to have Nekami in your heart for him. And what did the Gemara before was by a Melech. That was a Taina on Shoh HaMelech. Why was he Meichel HaKvoidai? If somebody's Mavaz and Melech, he's like the Chosh of one of Klal Yisroel, you're not supposed to be Meichel on these things. The Rambam learns, though, that he's talking about he was Mefarish Yubarabim. Rambam learns, Abba Talmud Chacham, Shebizehu or Chorfor Odom Mefahesia. If somebody was Mavaz and Talmud Chacham Barabim or Mefahesia, also Le Limchel HaKvoidai. That's what Rambam learns out of Gemara. Then it's also to be Meichel for your Kvoidai. The Yemochel, if the person, the Talmud Chacham, was Meichel, Nenish, I'll get an Einish for that. Because that's called the bizoyin. Somebody made fun of the Torah. So Rambam is mashma know that if the person was mavazi yubarabim, that's the first gemara that Talmud Chacham shein anoikem v'noiter kenochesh shein Talmud Chacham. You're supposed to feel bit in your heart why he was mavazi the Torah, and you're not supposed to let be meichelim unless he comes and asks you for mechila. But if he doesn't ask you for mechila, then here you're not supposed to be mavra midoiso. There's an Indian that's covered at Torah to like always have it out to him why he was mavaz at the Torah. Yeah. Right. Umahein moitziyin achas eshtayin. Mishnah says when they made the pius, when they chose who should do the avoid of the Trumas Hadesh and Ledom, they used to put out fingers. So Mishnah says put out one or two fingers. Freddy Gemara, Hashta Shtayim Moitzin. If you tell me you could put out two fingers, Achas mi boy, for sure you could put out one finger. Like, what does the Mishnah say? You could put out either one or two fingers. Again, the Meister, the Pius there was, but he used to have the Kohanim go all around in a circle, and the Skan would come there and let one Kohen take off his hat, and he would start counting from that Kohen, go all around and count. Let's say there were 20 Kohanim there. He would pick a number like 50 or 100, and he would start counting 1, 2, 3, go around until he hit number 100. And the Kohen that fell out number 100, he was the one that would be zeichah to do the Trumas Hadeshen. But how did they count? They didn't count the Kohanim themselves. That's a klol, you're not supposed to count the Kohanim. So they used to put out the fingers and count the fingers. So the Mishnah says you should put out either one or two fingers. For the Gemara, if you could put out two, Pshit, you could put out one. What does the Mishnah have to say it's for? Somer Rav Chizda, Lekashia, Kan Bibori, Kan Bechoyle. Depends if you're sick or you're healthy. If you're a healthy person, you're only supposed to put out one finger. Like then you could put out just one finger. For a sick person, it's hard to just put out one finger. Like automatically the other finger comes with it. Then you're allowed to put out two fingers, Bechoyle. For Tanya, this is like a raya. I bring you a proof to this. Achas Moitzin, Shtayim Ein Moitzin. You're only supposed to put out one finger, which counts you like one person, and you're not supposed to put out two fingers. Sati Braisa, Bameh Devar Mamurim, when is this said only to put out one finger, not two fingers? Bibori, if the person is a healthy person. A healthy person only has the right to put out one finger. Avo Bechoyla, let's say the person is sick, then Afilu Shtayim Moitzin, then we let him even put out two fingers. Because it's hard more for them to put out one finger. So then we watch them, and we know they're sick, they put out two, and we only count them as one person. So the Mishnah Gemara Vayta Vayichidim, let's say you have a yochid, a special person. So Rashi learns, B'cholin, She'ena Yoshvimim Shar Ben Yodim. Mashma, the person is very sick. and he's very sick, and he can't be among other people. So it's like by himself, he's lying there or sitting there. So by Yechidim, Moitzi and Shtayim, they're allowed to put out two fingers, like we learned before, a Chayla could put out two fingers. But we only count them like one person. Like we're going around, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, even though you have your two fingers out, you're still only like one person, one count. That's all. Shadi Gemara, is this true? Is that true? We only count them like one. For your tiny, we learned like this in the Braisa. You're not allowed to put out your third finger. In other words, even though you're supposed to put out the first finger here, but the third one you're not supposed to put out together. Don't put out the third one with the second one. For Lay Goidel, you can't put out your thumb either with the second one. Because we're afraid of the trickery people that they'll put out two fingers like this, the thumb and the other one, and it looks very far away, so they want to be counted like two people. So let's say it's going around the end and it's coming down to your 99. Now, let's say you're 98. Now, 99 knows he just missed it because 100 is going to win. So number 99 is going to want to put out two fingers like this. So the scan will count 99, and then I'll count this one for 100, and he'll win. So Mishum HaRamoyim, we don't want you to put out the thumb. If you put out your third finger, so the Havamina is you put out the second and the third finger, we count you. So the Havamina is we count you like two people. So this is the kash, you see you do count two. But if you put out your thumb, then we don't count the thumb. And not only that, we give you malchus, like we hit you because you did this thing, you put out your thumb. We don't want you to put out your thumb. So you get hit from the mamuna, Pifki you will still see with the strap. Now, the Chorot's Akasha now, that the Chorot says here, if they put out the third finger, even though you're not supposed to, we count it. So the Havamina is we count it like two. So you see, you do count two fingers. Come to tomorrow, no. My Moinen Loi, what does it mean we count you when you put out your third and second finger? Nami Yachas just means we count you like one person. But there's a difference. If you put out the second and third finger, we'll count you. If you put out the thumb and one of the fingers, then we don't count you at all. For the thumb and Mishum Ramoyim, we like throw you out. Like Rashi says. Goidel? Imhoitzi Goidel ein moinim loy klal. If you put out your thumb also, then we don't count you at all. Elo moitzi anoisim ibnayim. We like throw you out from between them. You don't belong there, we don't count you. Now for the Gemara, my pekiyah. What does it mean if you put out your thumb, we're going to hit you with the pekiyah? Omar Rav Madra. It means a belt, a whip. My Madra, what does Madra mean? Omar Rav Popo Mitarko Detaya, like an Arab belt, the Posseg Resha, that the head of the belt came off. Like Rashi says, Mitarko Detaya, Ritsuya Shishmelim, like a belt, a strap, an Arab strap, Hoasuya Shert Lesusim, that they make to hit the horse to make it go faster, that type of a strap. The Posseg Resha, Rashi says, Lekach Kruya Pekiyah, the reason why it's called Pekiyah, Shein Rechov, it's not so wide Beroish at the beginning. Tishar Ritzuyas Malkois. Elamasekis Beroish Ritzuyas Takas. They made into very small straps. They Shiyagash Bo Hasus, that the horse should feel it. Yoyser. Or Pekiyah Loshin Pisa Kustokim, Loshin of cracking into pieces. My Mavloy Michnasek Hanan, Mavkiyah Loshin Kriya of cutting it. There also, they use like a small belt or strap that was cut into small pieces. Omar Rabbi, Tabaya, the Reish Havamin at the beginning, I used to think, Hod the Tanan, that thing we learned in Gemara and Shkolim, that Ben Beivoy Mamun ala Pekiya. Ben Voidoy, he was appointed to take care of the Pekiya. So what does it mean he took care of the Pekiya? Amino Psilta, like we learned there. It means he used to take care of the wicks. He used to make the wicks for the menorah. Kiritnan, like we learned, Mavloi Michnese Kahanim, the old underpants of the Kahanim. Mavloi, they were ruined already. They ruined underpants. You don't use them anymore. Umham Nayhan, and the garthals that became too old to use, is Hoyu Mafkiyan. With them, they used to make Mafkiyan. What does that mean? They used to make wicks out of it. Ubehen Hoyu Madlikin, and with that, they used to light the menorah. So that's what he thought at the beginning. And that we say that Ben Beivoy was a mul ala Pekiyah, he took care of the Pekiyah, means he took care to make the wicks for the menorah. Or the Kiv and the Shemana Lahor, the Tanya, but now that he learned here that we learned, for Loy Oid, Ela Shaloikim and Amunah Bevkiyom, this last brice that we learned, that if the Kohen sticks out his thumb, we give him like an Einish, that we give him out because we hit him with the whip. And what do we call the whip? Pekiyah. I mean, I say to myself now, my Pekiyah. What does it mean then Ben Beivoy was Mamuna ala Pekiyah, he used to take care of the Pekiyah? Hataya Nagda. It means he used to take care of the whip that they used to use to give Malkus. Not that he used to take care of the wicks to make for the menorah, but maybe the kiyah means he used to take care of the straps to give Malkus. Maybe that was his job. What we see here, Pkiyo, means a lashon of Nagda. Ravaita. Says the Mishnah, Maise Shoyushneyem Shovin, Verotin, V'Olam Bekevish. That was at the beginning, the Mishnah says, when they made the Truma Sadeshin to give it out to, not two Minikanim came, so whichever one came, they let them do it. If you had two or three there, you used to let them have a race. They said, run up the Kevish, run up the plank to the top of the Mizbech, and whoever would get the top Dalar Amos first, they would be Zoycha to do the Truma Sadeshin. Until the Mishnah finally says it once happened that while they were running over, by accident one pushed the other one and he fell off and broke his leg. So then they were masakian never to do that, but rather to make the piece. Make the girl would make counts to pick which one. So Tana Rabbanan, revised it says like this. Tana Rabbanan, we learned that Maisa b'shnei kahanim, it happened with two kahanim. Shoyu shneiem shogim. They were both, they both came to do the Truma Sadeshin. So we tell them have the race. For Rotsin v'yolim b'kevish. And they started to run up the plank. Now, one person, for no reason, like when he was running up, came into the dalet amos of his friend, and he took out a knife, and stabbed the other kohen in the heart. That's what he did to him. When they were running up, he stabbed him in the heart. Is Omad Rabbi Tzadik. Rabbi Tzadik got up. Al Mailas Ulam. On top of these planks in the Ulam. So Rashi says it doesn't really mean the ulam, but it means Rashi says Ba'ar Abayis Olamat Harbei Bonasham Hudras. Hudras built in the Ezras Nosh in the Ezras Yisrael, where the Yidim were allowed to be. He'll build a lot of like platforms one on top of another. So Tzadik, Rabbi Tzadik got up on top of these platforms. The Yomer and he said like this, like to make the people cry for what happened. Achenu Beis Yisrael, our brothers, Shimu, listen. Harayuaim, it says in the Torah, Ki Yimot Seichlal Badoma. If you find a dead body in the ground and outside the city. So Lochar is V'yotzu Z'keinecho V'shoftecho, that this Kenim and the Shreftim of the city has to go outside, get their body, and they have to bring a Negla Rufa. So he says, Onu Amilohavi, us, now that this Misa happened in the Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim, who has to bring the Egla Rufa? Amilohavi Egla Rufa. Aloir, do we say everybody living in Yerushalayim, since it's happened in Yerushalayim, it's a din in the city. Or Yola Azorus, or else no, since the Misa took place in the Beis HaMikdash and the Azorum, maybe only the Kahanim have to pay for the Egla Rufa. That was a Shaila. I will soon see Vaita. Really, there's no question of bringing the Egla Rufa here, but it just meant to say this to make them cry more. Is Go Kolon B'Bchi. Everybody started to cry very, very hard. Is Bo Oviv Shotinik. So the father of the son came here. Omotzo Kishuma Farfer. And he found, he saw his son when his son was still shaking around, still being a Farfer. He was still alive. He was like a guy says about to die. He's still moving. Omri said, Hareyu kaparaschem. You should know this misa what happened to you. This is your kapara. So you see the son dying there. He tells the son, you should know that this is going to be your kapara. You'll be forgiven for this misa that you have. For you are dying in Benim Afarfa. And he saw though his son was still moving around. His son wasn't dead yet. For lenit mosakin. So right away he looked at the sakin and he saw the knife there. And he said to himself, like the sakin is not tummy yet. My son is not dead yet. So first they went and took away the sakin. The Lamdukha to teach us Shekosha Alayam Tyrus Kalim Yoisim Shvira Zamin, that it means more to them, the union of Tyrus HaKalim, to keep the Kali Tor more than the Shvira Zamin. Like here the father, the first thing that interested the father was the fact that the knife wasn't tummy yet. Even though he saw his son dying away there, it was bothered to him that the knife like he saw the knife wasn't tummy, first take the knife away. The Khainuwaima who did another posik that says the Gam Dam Noki Shofach Menashe. Menashe killed out a lot of people. Harbi Mioid. Adesh Mila Yes Yishlayim Pelipir. Until Yishlayim was full of blood from one side to the other side, it was full of blood. So that was this mice that happened over here. Or later the Gemara will explain what the Gemara brings down this posik for of Menashe. Even though this posik is talking about by the base of Midish Rishon, that's what Menashe was, and we're talking about by the base of Sheni, but still it brings down a raya that it was callous. They were over the affair of Shvichas Domim, so that's why it didn't bother them that much, this Indian, when somebody was killed. But I call upon, this is the second Maisa. Our Mishnah says one Maisa happened, that a Kohen fell off the plank and broke his leg. And the Braisa brings down this Maisa happened, that one Kohen killed another Kohen. For the Gemara, high Maisa called him. Which one of these two cases happened first? Elaim of the Shvichas Domim, if you want to say this case of the Braisa happened first. That's first that happened that one Kohen killed another Kohen. Since still this Braisa doesn't say that they made a takonim to make a pious. Mashma, even though this might happen, he just made everybody cry, but they didn't change anything. Mashma, they would still have this race. If two Kanim came to do the Trumas Hadeshen, they would still have a race to see who could win. For the Gemara, Hashta Bezoi, Ashvichas Domolo Itkinu. If you want to tell me this might happen first, Madach, when the Chavim saw what happened here, that one Kohen killed another Kohen, still they did not make any new Takonim to make a pious. Nishperot, Raglet, Kino. The Kalkam Al Mishnah says there's another case happened later that one Kohen fell off and broke his leg. For that, they did make a Takana. Like, why? Why should they be more worried about somebody breaking a leg? Why weren't they more worried here by this Maisa when somebody killed somebody else if this Maisa happened first? Ella, what you have to tell me is, to Nishperot, Raglet, Kodim. No, Avada, the Maisa of Al Mishnah that happened first. First, it happened that when the Kohen was running up, one Kohen fell off the kevish and he broke his leg. So once the Rabbanim made this takana, that now the other few Kohenim for the Trumas Hadeshen, we're not going to make a race anymore. But there's an inyan of a pius, you have to like count them. That's the way you do it. So Arba Amos Mayavidatayu. So how come this might happen here? Here it says a mice. You told me it happened later on, where the Kohenim were running up the plank and one killed the other. If you tell me now that the takana was to make a pius, there should not be any running up altogether. So Gemara says like this, Elo, Loyom, you have to tell me Avada the Shvichas Dom Kodim. No, Avada, this Brisa happened first. Because it can't have the other way, that the Mice and the Mishnah happened first. Because if the Mice and the Mishnah happened first, why do you have the second Mice for? It was at the Kona not to run anymore. So Avada, this Mice and the Brisa happened first, that when they were running, one coin killed the other coin. It happened one time, the Chacham thought, no, this is a modern case, it's not going to happen a second time. They didn't go to make a new takana, to make a new pius. They felt, Akroy, it happened, an unusual case. One time it won't happen again. But now that they saw what happened a second time, the Maisa of Al Mishnah, that Afidu Memela, Osel De Takona, while they were running up by accident, by stoice, one hit the other one, one pushed the other one, and he fell off and broke his leg, is the Melot Kinu Rabbana Paisa. Now the Rabbana made a pious that there should be no more running, but rather everybody just makes the pious, we count the Kanim to see which one wins to bring the Trumas Hadeshen. So the Maisa was a Koponim, and the Brisa was Omad Reb Sodek Al Maila Saulam. For Yomran, he said like this, Achenu Beis Yisrael, all our brothers, Shemanu, listen. Hare Yuayma, the Pasuk says, Ki Motzeh Chlal V'Yadoma. If we find a dead body outside the city, they have to bring an Eglar Mufon, Anan Al Milohavi. On this case that happened here, that in the Beis Hamikdash itself, one Kohen killed the other one, who has to bring the Eglar Mufon? Alo Ir, do we say, since it happened in Yerushalayim, all the people living in Yerushalayim have to bring it? Or Yalo Azorah, also we say no. You know, has to bring it to people, only the Kanim living in the Azorah, only the Kanim in the Beis Hamikdash. For the Gemara, there's such a question like this. The Yerushalayim Basta Sui Eglar Rufi. Does the Alocha, if you find a mace outside Yerushalayim, do the people in Yerushalayim have to bring an Eglar Rufa? For your Tanya, we learned like this. Asorah Devorim Nemru Yerushalayim. There are 10 special Alochas said about the Yerushalayim. Then make the Rashman of Babakam, Choshto Perkam Ruba. Yeah, and Vizu Achas Mehem. This is one of the takonis that we have about Yerushalayim. The what? Einam Avi Eglar Rufa. Yerushalayim never has to bring an Eglar Rufa. Rashi says why? The pasuk says ki motzei chlal ba'adama l'rishto. It says the inyan of Yerusha. Then Yerushalayim Yerusha. There's no din Yerusha on Yerushalayim. Tiksava. This Tana holds here le'nischal kol shvatim. Yerushalayim was not divided up for shvatim Yerushalayim. But since it wasn't divided up for shvatim, there's no din egla rufa. There's no din egla rufa in Yerushalayim. That's what the Gemara says here. Even though some of us from Mr. Kasha, like before we had it from Achleikis, if Yerushalayim was Neschalk L'Shvatim not. There is a man, the Yomer it was. But still, the Gemara asked a better question. The Yoy, the Gemara asked another question here. The Yoy, the Pasuk says, when is there an Indian of an Eglar Rufa, Loi Noida Mihiko. It's only if we don't know who killed the person. If you find a dead body outside the city, we don't know who killed him, then we have to bring an Eglar Rufa. Mihiko Ksiv, Viho Noida. But over here, we know what happened. Here, the story was, there were two Kohanim running up the plank, and one Kohen killed the other one. So there's no union of Eglar Rufa altogether here. So Mor says, Havada, that was Reb Tzadik got up and just announced, like to say, who's going to bring the Eglar Rufa here? He didn't mean really that there should be a chiv of an Eglar Rufa. Because Pshita, here we know who killed who. It just meant to make people cry a lot. That's all he meant to say. That such a might happen. Then when the Kahanim were running up the plank, one Kohen went and killed the other one. So he just wanted everybody to cry. So Maisa says, what happened after one Kohen killed the other one? Bo Oviv Shotinik, the father of the Kohen that was dead, that was dying, came to him. When he came to see his son there, he saw his son was still alive yet. He was about to die, and he was still moving, was still alive. Omar, so first the father said to his son, Harehu Kaparaskim. You should know this, that you got killed now. It'll be a kapara for you. You'll be forgiven. Like, feel happy about it. Then he said also, I see my son is still alive. So the first thing that entered his mind was, there's a sakin, there's a knife next to him. Let's first take away this sakin, that the sakin should be away from him before he dies. He should not be matama the kalim. So before we said lamdecho, this comes to teach us, shekosha aleihim, tairas kalim, yoisim eshvichas domi. It meant more to them, the inyan that a keli, this knife of the Beis Hamikdash, should not become tamei, more than the inyan of shvichas domim. Like that the son was being killed, he didn't feel that bad. But that the knife was going to become tamei, that bothered him more. So you see what, it was more, bothered them more, the tairas hakelim, more than shvichas domim. For the Gemara, what's the pshat here? Iboy luhu. Is the pshat here that shvichas domim hu dizal, is the pshat is tam. Since they were used to, it was ruggle, I'm a ruggle, but it was cow for them killing. It didn't bother them that much. In this Aveira, not to kill somebody, there was a zilus. There was like zilzum, it was cow, it was easy in the rise. That's why it didn't bother him that much. Albutiris kalim kidakaim mekaimi. That he bothered, that the knife should not become tummy, it's not the pshat that bothered him so much extra about tumor, that the kalim and the base of midi should not become tummy. It just stood, that's the way it always is. There was always a midon that there's a law of Torah, like there's an Indian in the Torah, not to make, not a law, but Yaakov is an Indian, not the Kalim should not become Tomei. You're supposed to be Nizra to make sure the old stay Torah. And that stood the way it was. That never changed. That they were always machim like at the beginning. So it's not the Pshat, they were bigger machimirim in Nilchas Tumah. It just means Nilchas Tumah, they remained always the same. Just Nilchas Shvichas Domim, since they were killed, like the Sul Zin, the prophet by Menashe, since there was a time when they used to did kill, so therefore, his cow didn't bother them that much in your Shvichas Domim. I do maybe the opposite way. That Shvichas Domim could have kind of came. No, about the Shvichas Domim was very chomer to them. Like, it's not nice to kill somebody. Avada, that bothered them also, the fact that somebody killed one another. Abu Tyrus, Kalem, Hita Chamiro. What it means to say here, the father cared about the Kalem, because that was something extra special. There was a special Chamiros, a very chomer about this Indian, to watch the Kalem to make sure it doesn't become Tommy. So what's the Pshat here? Is it the Pshat that was a zealous? They were not so nizri about inyan shvichas domim, or was it the pshat they were very, very machmatakri and halachis about kalim? That was the shaylam. So this we say, Toshma, come now, bring your raya. Me the konos of law Talmudei. Since the Gemara of the Brice before brought down this pasuk that speaks about Menashe and says, Zegam dam noki shofach Menashe, that Menashe killed out a lot of people. So Shema mina to raya that shvichas domim hu dizal. The pshat was that since Menashe killed a lot of people, he did this chet of killing, it was a zilus, it was zal, it was a kal, it didn't bother them. There was a lenient in this halacha of Shri Chazdamim. So that didn't bother them so much. Mashenkin for Tyrus Kalim could have kaima kaima. Mashenkin inyan of Tyrus a Kalim. To keep the Kalim Tor, that is no special chumrah. That just stood the way it always was. That never changed. But just by Menashe, even though Menashe was by the base of Mikdash Harishon. And we're talking about this mice now with the Kohanim happened in the base of Mikdash Hasheni. But still, since we see that Menashe was a Shevich Domim, he killed so many people, so once there was this Kalas, this Zilus in the Hilchas, killing people, that Kalas always stayed there and never changed. And therefore, later on, even the base of Mikdash Hasheni also, he was a little bit lenient to the Inyan of Shevich Domim. Mashenkin Hilchas, Tumat HaKelem, that always stayed the same, that didn't change.